Along came the FFE, the swiftest on the line. Running down that C&O road, just 20 minutes behind. Running into Soviet headquarters on the line. Receiving their strict orders from a station just behind. Georgie's mother came to him with a bucket on her arm. Said, "My darling son, be careful how you run. Many a man has lost his life trying to make lost time. If you run your engine right, you'll get there just on time." Up the track she darted, into a rock she crashed. Upside down the engine turned, and Georgie's breast was smashed. His head lay against the firebox door, flames were rolling high. "I'm proud to be born for an engineer on that C&O road to die." The doctor said to Georgie, "My darling boy, be still. Your life can yet be saved if it is God's blessed will." "No," cried George, "that will not do. I'd rather die so free. I want to die for the engine I love, 143. And the doctor said to Georgie, "Your life cannot be saved. Murdered upon a railroad and laid in a lonesome grave. His head was covered up with blood, his eyes they could not see. The very last words poor Georgie cried were, 'Nearer, my God, to thee.'"